Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and I was just telling my guests, I just say StarsCast every week so that people, you'll recognize my voice anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We have another great show tonight. You're going to be really happy with this one, and I want to welcome everybody, and I also want to let everybody know that pretty soon I'll be doing my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com, and, you know, if you have a poem, if you have an excerpt from a book, if you have a press release, anything that you want to send to me, you can do that, and you can email me at stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com, and, you know, I'll contact you, and you can send me images. I mean, it's kind of like whatever you want. I have some featured sections. This past month, I had a whole feature on Africa, which is someplace I want to go. Everybody knows that. They're probably saying, oh, yeah, Natalie, you say that every week, but it's true. But I'm getting there through this photographer that I met that went there, and he does safaris, and he's submitting photographs for me. When if you go there, you can look at that. Every month we're going to support a foundation for over in Africa. All the, you know, Kenya, Botswana, Savannah, all of them are going to be a part of it. I'm going to have a special section, and I'm going to start off with him again. But send your stuff, yeah, anything that you have that you might want to have inserted. It's a nice magazine. It's been around since 1999, and I'm the only owner, and I do all the stuff. I put in all the images and the links, and then I send the link back to you. And then, of course, my other site is stars with a Z, psychics.com, which everybody knows is a very classy site. I have about 50 advisors there. We're going to be adding some new features, so you have to keep watch of that. And if you have an account, you'll get an email about it. And we're all excited about that. Some of us, I've been waiting a long time for it. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce, and I didn't even ask him what his last name is, so I'm going to say it anyways. I have with me tonight Steve Sekhon, or is it Sekhon?
I actually say Sekhon, but however you pronounce it is just fine.
Sekhon. I like that better. Steve. I have Steve. He is one of the creators of the Vibe app. Now, he's going to tell us all about that, but I have his site pulled up here, and welcome, Steve. I'm so happy to have you tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to go back over here. It's at the App Store. You can get this, and we're going to talk all about it. You've been all over the world, looks like to me, right?
Yes, yes. I have traveled a lot growing up, and then after I finished school as an urban planner, I worked for a consulting firm that did work exclusively abroad. So I traveled for many years doing that, and I did a little bit of work in Africa and a little bit in Bosnia, Cambodia, a little bit in Turkey. So had an interesting run there.
Well, now tell me, Africa, you know, of course my ears perked up when I heard that. Where in Africa did you go?
Well, I worked in North Africa in Tunisia and Morocco. I was working with USAID, that's the Agency for International Development. And then I worked in southern Sudan, not too far from Kenya. So worked in southern Sudan on a national housing policy there. And that was a country which was enduring a lot of strife and hardship. And we were there before they had the referendum on creating a separate country in the south.
Right, right. It's a huge place. The Africa is huge. People don't realize it. If you look on the map and you see how large it is compared to some of the other countries that are there, of course, that's my baby. That's just very, I'm very sensitive to that country. And but I'm also sensitive to things around the world and in the United States, things that are going on, that anything of that nature. I'm kind of brought to stuff like that. I just love it. I just love to help. And so, tell me, how did you get started in what you're doing? I mean, it built up to what you're doing now, of course, this app that you helped to create. But I mean, did you always have in mind? You're very spiritual, obviously. You'd have to be. And going to all of these places, how did this all come about? You meditate. We were talking about meditation. I know you did that, or you still do that. Soul searching, everybody, you know, I do a little spiel about the soul, I mean, and believing. And but give me a little rundown, or it can take as long as you want, how this all began for you, because that's what I would really like to know.
Okay, I'll give you an encapsulated version, that if there's any part that seems interesting, we can dig a little deeper. So I grew up in a family. My father was actually an immigrant from India, and he came to the States for his PhD in the 50s. And, you know, as I was growing up, we would take trips back and forth to India to visit family and whatnot. And my mom became very interested in Indian spirituality. So it was just kind of around the household, the sort of the concepts. My mother studied Asian studies in college and was constantly reading books on Buddhism and Hinduism and other forms of spirituality. And eventually, when I started traveling on my own, I have to say that, you know, her interest in it wasn't necessarily something that made me interested. But then after college, I went on a trip to Asia with my girlfriend at the time. And she had a friend who was a lawyer who told her about a meditation retreat, a Vipassana meditation retreat in Thailand, in the south of Thailand on an island in Koh Samui. So I was kind of directing certain parts of the trip in Japan and China, and she insisted on doing this meditation retreat. So begrudgingly, I agreed to go on this 10-day meditation retreat, which was very intense for me. It was 10 days meditating 12 hours a day, walking, sitting, and standing, and no talking to other participants. There were about 60 other participants, most of them international travelers, and more or less the same age group between, you know, 20 and 35 or 40. No talking, no looking, making eye contact, no reading, no doing other practices, just really trying to take advantage of the opportunity of the retreat to quiet the mind. And it's kind of humorous that by the end of the 10 days, I was a total fan of meditation and, you know, recognized the benefits. And she was done with it. She was completely
done with meditation.
Huh? She had enough. She thought that the suspension of other activities was a little too brutal of a requirement. But something they did on the ninth day of the retreat has had a profound effect on me, which was after all that practice, after, you know, so many hours each day doing that, and that level of introspection and quieting of the mind, you just don't have an opportunity to do that very much in everyday life. So on the tenth day, about halfway through the day, these people who you've been, you know, keeping a schedule with for 10 days and meditating hours and hours a day, you had a chance to talk to them. You could actually meet them, and you felt like you had a kinship with them and that you knew them, and you had a chance to talk with them. And then after about an hour and a half of that, they reinstituted the return to the schedule, and you try and meditate after you've had those conversations with people that you may have developed. You know, the mind wanders, obviously, when you meditate. And so you might have even had stories about who different people were. You know, while you were supposed to be focusing on your breath or whatever, your mind would wander and you'd think about this person or that person. So then after those interactions and you return to the meditation, it was unbelievable how busy the mind was, how rapidly the monkey mind came back. And so it was a demonstration of the luxury of having so much time where all of your needs were taken care of. You know, the meals were prepared, the rooms were kept for you. All you had to do was show up and meditate. And to me, that just made such a big impact on me, like the beneficial, the tangible benefits from that, that I just continued on doing other retreats and having an interest in meditation, and then beginning reading books by all kinds of different authors, from Krishnamurti to Sai Baba to Paramahansa Yogananda to you name it. I just, you know, Gurdjieff, and then of course more recently checking out people like Eckhart Tolle and Byron Katie and various other more current teachers.
You were curious.
I was curious, and that set me on the path, and I understood the benefits of a quiet mind. So I got an early start right after college.
You really did. You know, I'm thinking back now when I was a little girl, because I was an only child. And a lot of people know the story. I was left alone a lot. And I think I probably did a lot of that, but I didn't know it. You know, because when you're alone,
oh, sure.
If you don't busy yourself, I know I would read, I would listen to the radio, I would watch TV, but not that much. So maybe I was really doing that, but I didn't know what it was. I was just really quiet. I just sit with self, and I don't know. I just maybe looked around. I sat outside.
Right.
So I don't really know, nope. Steve, if that's what I was doing. Maybe I was, and I didn't really know it.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you were. Sounds to me like you just went there naturally. You had some sort of inner intuition.
Yeah, I was preparing, I think, because now, the only problem now, I mean, I could do it really easily. Like before the show, I'm really quiet. The only, I have my cat with me, that's it. And, you know, he just sits there with me. He knows, oh, mom's doing something here, I better shut up. And
yeah.
I can do it, but I can do it at other times. But I have to be careful because I go really deep, really fast, and I could,
yeah.
I catch myself. I could fall asleep. That's how easy it is for me. So I have to maintain
yeah.
this level. And it's kind of like before. It's kind of like you do go into a level. You know
yeah.
of your surroundings, but it doesn't seem to matter. You're just sitting there really
right.
quiet. And I
right.
notice if I'm having a day, like we were talking about how busy I am and the load that I have sometimes. It's not like that all the time. I'll just sit down and I get really quiet. And if I have a day that's, you know, I'm having some issues, not spiritual issues, but just issues, I kind of quietly talk to God. If you believe in God or whatever you believe in, you can do that. I don't speak
mm-hmm.
it. I just think it. And by the time I'm done, by the time I'm ready to get up, I'm good to go. I'm fine. Nothing, whatever
skill.
Caused me trouble before, it's gone. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
what an amazing ability. Yeah.
And,
I started
doing that. That's why your application here, what you have, is so interesting to me because I started doing that a few years ago because I was, like, out of sorts and, I didn't know what to do. I mean, and
sure.
something told me to sit down and be quiet. Be quiet, Natalie.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
And then I went into this level. But I took yoga many years ago, and we were in a room with a lot of people, and this could probably resonate with people that are listening. And I was the only one. I was having this deep breathing, and they could hear me. But
right.
I knew what was going on around me, and my friend said, "Wake up. What are you doing?" I looked at her. I said, "I'm not sleeping." I mean, she thought I was asleep, but I wasn't. That's how good
right.
it was. And that's how, like you
right.
said, I had the ability to do that. But I think it started when I was a little girl. And you just reminded me of that, and I never thought of that before.
The ability to go into a space where you are in equanimity and still paying attention to what's going on. I mean, that ultimately is what the goal of mindfulness practice is really is to be able to be in balance, to be in equilibrium, to be happy, but it's a really balanced kind of happiness. So that even if stuff that you would rather not have happen is happening, you can
mm-hmm.
still maintain your ability to be there and hold it. You can hold it, you can contain it all, and you can hold it all, not contain it in terms of trying to control it, but you can experience it without being overwhelmed by it. And that, what better skill could you have in life than to be able to handle with gratitude and appreciation
right.
and equilibrium,
right.
whatever shows up.
I mean, it's really a shame I didn't know what I was doing when I was really young, but I don't think it mattered. I believe that,
matter.
You know, things happen the way they're supposed to, and, you know,
absolutely.
It's like, you know, a synchronicity kind of thing. You know, you do this
sure.
because then you do this, and then you do this. If you hadn't have done the first thing, you're not going to go to the second thing. And that's how how it happens. But I'm really grateful that I can do that. A lot of people can't still themselves enough.
That's true.
They don't know
that's
how to
true.
Do it.
It's not. Well, you know, we're bombarded by so many different sensory stimuli every day. I mean, there is music in the car, and there is music in the store when you go there, and there you're driving and you're multitasking and talking on the phone and looking at your email. And I'm just as prone to engage in multiple activities throughout the day as anybody. But what it does do is it kind of winds you up, and it creates an internal speed and a kind of frenetic energy that sometimes if something happens that you're not into, you bring that same energy of franticness to that issue, and it can build up to be much bigger than it actually is, than it needs to be, at least. You know, just add energy to the thing that you're not wanting. And that doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve the people that you're with, you're associating with.
No, yeah. I'm trying to think how to. Well, when I get out of that, that I call it like an internal space that I'm in.
Yeah.
And nothing matters. I mean, I'm not frazzled, and it just seems like any issue that I had before I started to do that is completely gone. I mean, it's not even in my mind anymore. And that's
yeah,
a way to make yourself feel better so quick. It doesn't take me long to do it. I did it, like I said, before I got on the air with you, for like maybe 20 or 30 minutes. I just calm myself down. I turn my phone down because I'm always getting beeps from somebody. So maybe that's why I do the interviews so well, because I don't have all this outside. I just thought of that. I don't have this outside stuff so that I can devote my attention to you. And we talk like we've known each other for years, and we just met. And that's probably why I do it, because everybody says it's my voice, but maybe it's really not my voice. Maybe it is. It's the level. I don't know what it is, but it works.
It's probably the energy. I would imagine it's the energy. You know, you're bringing in energy to it. It's audible through the voice, but really what they're responding to is your energy.
Yeah, somebody said my energy is really strong. And I've been finding that I am in a part of my life where now I'm almost manifesting, not intentionally. I mean, I don't sit down and write on a piece of paper, okay, this is my list, my want list, you know. It's a state of something for me. It's just a state that I've found that I'm very happy with. And it's almost like, though, you wish you could be like that all day long, but you really can't. It doesn't happen that way.
I mean, if you're in a deep space, I think I agree with that. It's funny that you're talking about whether it's a state or an energy. But it's interesting because when we were trying to think of what the name for this app would be, we thought of vibe. And because what you're basically talking about is when you get into that state, when you're relaxed and calm and attention is focused, then it's really like a vibration. What that does is that emanates an energy to other people who interact with you. And that is basically something that transmits to all your life. You don't have to talk to anybody about what it is that you're doing because they're appreciating it. You know, they're attracted to it.
Right.
They're comforted by it. They feel safe around
That's
you.
That's what I hear
and they
from
feel...
people. That's what Dia says to me. She said, it's your voice. She said, it makes me feel so good that I can trust you with anything. I'm not worried about, oh, can she handle this author? Can she handle this director? She said, you can do any of it. She said, because it's that voice. And I always think it's a great compliment, really.
It is a great compliment. Hard to think of a better compliment. After all, you know, so much of what we do in outer life is designed to sort of have, to get a feedback loop from other people that we're worthy or we're lovable or whatever it is, that we're even likable. And really what you don't need to do things, you just have to be a certain way, right? You don't need to do things for somebody or impress somebody, but people do want to feel safe.
Well, you know, I have this inside of me, though, that, you know, I have a lot of people that work for me on the one side, and then, you know, I send out these reminders for the magazine. I mean, now, I mean, I used to have to try to get material when it first began. Now, I mean, I'm swamped. Everybody wants
right.
to be on the radio show, or everybody wants to submit something, and I try to get to as many as I can, and we're redesigning that also, but I never felt the need to do it until a couple of weeks ago, and then I realized, yeah, I got some more ideas. My poor webmaster, he goes cuckoo with me because he's been my webmaster for 9 years, so we understand each other. And
right.
he said something to me today that I want to share with everybody. You know, he programs, I get the ideas, and he says, anything you can think of, I can make it do. I can make the sites do. Okay. Well,
wow.
Today he said to me, yeah, it's true. He's really awesome. We decided on a rate of pay weekly. And I told him, I said, you know, I do that, don't you? And he said, no. I said, because it's like a retainer for an attorney. If I call you and say I got a problem, are you going to say no? He says, well, who would say no to you? And I said, well, nobody has, you know. But the thing of it is that you know, he said to me today, and he's never said this, he said, you know, I've been thinking, he said, we need to bring in some more revenue so we can get you a car. I don't have a car. And I was floored. And I said, well, where'd that come from? He said, I've been thinking about it. He said, you know, I was his first client, his first web design. So, you know, we did three of them for me. So now went to get clients. So all he's got to do is take them to my sites and they can see all the work that he can do, what he's capable of.
Yeah.
So in essence, I really helped to build his career. And he said, you know, his fiance Michelle said, you know, she does a lot. She does more than you do, and you don't even know. And he told me, I don't think I could keep up with you. I have three monitors, Steve.
Wow.
And I used to work off of one, but I don't know how I did that. He said, oh, that's because you're getting more work. No, it's easier now. I can put this over there, put that over there, and have that help over
yeah.
there. It's really great.
Yeah.
But
it's all in front of you still.
Yeah. And it's like, this is my world. It's like a command center. And but it was such a nice compliment that he said that, because it showed me that all this time, you know, I always pay on time. I always compliment him, always. You know, I know how to schmooze.
Mm-hmm.
He told me I'm the best schmoozer he's ever met in his whole life. Well, I said, Tony, I said, you know, how young are you? I mean, I can schmooze anybody, truthfully. I can get anybody to do anything if I really want to, not in a nasty way, but just by talking. And they volunteer.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'll do that for you. I'll get that for you. So I think, too, the people that are listening, if they realize that if you, and I think this is from meditating like yourself, I think if they would sit down and quiet themselves, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, just turn your phone off. You don't even have to tell anybody what you're doing. I don't tell anybody.
Right.
And just sit down quietly
right.
and close your eyes and be quiet. Be in the moment. Be quiet. And it really does work. You know, except for me, I get busy, and then I get caught up in something, and then I get a little, not uptight, but I get not upset, but I have some issues, and I have to really think, get out of the chair, go sit over there, and just close your eyes and be real still, and you can talk to God, Jesus, whoever you want to talk to, and it's going to be much better for you. It's going to be healthier.
Also, you get in touch with it seems to me that, being quiet, not that you need to go around leading the life of a monk or a nun or an ascetic
or
something.
No, I like to talk too much, Steve. I could never do that. No, I could be
quiet.
I could be quiet if I had to.
Yeah.
And I can be shy if I want to.
Yeah. That's funny. It seems to me like one of the reasons we were actually thinking about this app and the particular format that we created it was that we felt like the dichotomy of meditating, you know, the ultimate meditation, you know, the ultimate extreme is, you know, off somewhere in a cave or a monastery for long periods of time with no contact with other people. But even the more regular thing, which is where you go into a quiet room, you sit on a pillow, you're alone, and it's separate. So that is very effective at quieting your mind, and there are undeniable benefits to that. But we were thinking, how do you bring those benefits into the rest of life, into the, you know, the everyday life, like in the middle of the day when you're at work and you're answering emails and taking phone calls and dealing with the colleague, how do you bring that that consciousness, that self-awareness into the everyday life so it's kind of there in the backdrop so that you can benefit from what you've learned even during the day in the middle of your most busy moments? And that was the idea behind the app, really, was trying to bring those lessons into the everyday.
I've got it opened up on one of my monitors here, and you have methods. Is that where you begin with this, to find out what the app really does? Did you start with the method? Is that where you start?
Yeah, you can go to www.vibe.me, and you can look at the method. You can understand a little bit of the science behind it, the idea of the purpose of the app, and what its function is. And basically, it's, you know, the concept is pretty simple. It's the idea is that you receive a message. So you could call, the Vibe in its essence is a publishing platform. So an author, let's say we have seven authors now, and there are many more authors coming online in the coming months. So a person who may already have a resonance with an author will subscribe to a particular channel of that author. And then each day there'll be a mindfulness a post, which will be the flavor of that author. So right now we have Barbara DeAngelis, we have Neil Donald Walsh, Jerry and Jim Polsky, who wrote Love is Letting Go of Fear, and Diane Cirincione will be coming on in November. We have Ken Foster, we have Michael Beckwith's wife, and we have Gratitude 24/7, which is written by myself and my wife. And each of those channels will have a daily message, which could be 100 to 200 words, which handles a concept. It could cover concepts like detachment or love or forgiveness or generosity,
right,
or anything really, anything that we as humans deal with in our everyday lives.
Which is, I'm looking at the list here, and there's quite a bit, everybody. Yeah.
Right.
Now,
right.
So you get the app. You get the app, Steve, and then you choose somebody that you resonate with? Is that what happens? Tell us from the beginning.
Yeah. So essentially, the mechanics for installing the app on your phone and your device are pretty straightforward. You could check it out first on the website, vibe.me. Then if it seems compelling to you, you can either go to the Google Play Store or for the Android,
right,
or you can go to the Apple store.
Right, for the Apple.
App store. Yeah.
I have an Android.
You can type in Vibe in the search bar, and it'll be number 4 or number 5 or something like that, and we have a picture of a butterfly on a green background. And then you click on download the app, and then when you're in the app, you select your author. And then once you've selected your author, the app will pull a message each day, a fresh message from the author, which is a more comprehensive treatment of a particular thing. And then throughout the day, according to the schedule you set, and it happens during the day, you can either be pinged with a noise or just a vibration or just something that floats down on your screen. You know, it's like a notification you would receive for an appointment you had, or it could be a news alert. Those are the other things that pop down on your screen. But this one will be a reminder from your chosen author, which says, remember that your point of power is in the present moment. Just a simple sentence. And it's almost like a mantra or a short prayer or really just a reminder.
I can see what it would do, because it says upgrade your consciousness. And when you're reminded daily, and, you know, sometimes those things, those little things that come through on your phone, like from your application, they can just hit right on. They can just right on for the day. Oh, my God, how did that app know that I really, the thing of it is you really needed to hear that at that moment in time.
Right.
And it, like you said,
right,
it just depends on, so now what, you know, because I'm talking to you, say I went to, how do I get to you? How do I find you on this scheme of thing here, this whole thing?
Are you in the app right now?
Oh, you got it.
The,
yeah. So, I go to?
So we. So let me get to the website, vibe.me. We are Gratitude 24/7. It's my wife Jarl and myself. Just go here to method, and then
okay, go to method, and then what?
Let's see.
For the vibe, about. Perspective is power. Integration is key to attaining mindfulness. I love all this. Oh, this is right up my alley. Oh my.
Let's see. I'm just looking here at the. Okay, so I'm looking at the vibe. I'm just. I'm not seeing the. So as you go down.
Everybody
okay, so
on it,
if you
right?
Go, so if you go down on the main page from home, right, and you
okay,
can scroll
yes,
down.
Okay, yes, I see this. Okay.
It says our current thought leaders.
Leader.
Right. So then you
okay.
Start off with Neil Donald Walsh and Barbara DeAngelis, both New York Times bestselling authors. Lisa Kofi, she's a lifestyle and wellness and relationship expert. There's Ken Foster, who's a business coach, but he has a spiritual orientation. And then Jarl Forsman is next. That's my wife. She has a 45-year practice of Tai Chi herself. She's been teaching it for 30 years. She's been meditating and studying spirituality for her personal practice and developing self-awareness for many years.
Oh, I
years.
See it. You can hover over it. It changes. There you are. I see you. There you are.
Yeah. And then there's Bill Gladstone from the Waterside Productions. He has a lot of very well-known authors that he works with, including Eckhart Tolle and Ed and Deb Shapiro. And then there's also...
So can you change up who you want to get
can.
These posts from? Or
yeah, you
once
can.
Once you purchase the app, can you change,
yeah,
like, say,
so
say something coming from yourself... Maybe it didn't resonate, or maybe, oh, God, I want to try somebody
mm-hmm.
else. So you could switch over to somebody else?
Absolutely.
Now I'm really
yeah.
picking your brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the, I think, one of the highlights of this particular possibility is that when, and the purchase of the app is really a subscription because these authors are writing posts every day. And the other component of it, before I forget, is that so there's the original post each day, fresh post,
okay.
shortened essence of that post, which will come in like a little mantra, and it'll just, you know, probably be one line, and it'll show up on your device screen, and you just glance at it when you see that bubble, and it reminds you to get into a particular space. So on the days where you resonate deeply with the message, that's a powerful thing because it brings the message outside
yeah.
of just the meditation cushion or the rarefied atmosphere where you're focused on those types of things. You know, you're reading a good book on self-awareness or consciousness, and it brings it into your everyday life. So you're anchoring the wisdom and the actual experiential teaching of this thing in everyday life. And that, to me, is the remarkable thing about this app. And the final component of it is meditations. So we also have an audio function, and all of the authors have or will soon have a variety of meditations that anybody on their channel can listen to and use as many times as you like. So there will be a whole host of guided meditations. Some will be guided, some will be just most of them will be guided meditations. So there are different varying lengths on our channel. For example, I think we have 3 or 4 now. We have probably 10 that are in the hopper that are soon going to be there. So
right,
it's really
right.
it's a messaging platform and a meditation app, like a guided meditation app.
And all you
app.
Have to do to see all of the people that are going to guide you just go to the first one and then you just scroll over. There's an arrow so everybody knows if they're on the site. It'll take
exactly.
you to all the ones that are participating. And
yep.
So now, is this app expensive?
No.
It's a subscription.
It's a subscription.
And well,
it's a
in all reality,
subscription of...
look what you're getting from these people. I mean, these are not just somebody that was, they were picked up off the street. These are, you know,
no.
They've got their feet planted on the ground. They're well known for, you know, being writing books. Like, I can see some that I recognize just because of the work that I do, that it's it's very worth it. So the subscription lasts how long?
So the subscription
I'm asking
is,
you all these questions.
That's great. I feel like I'm being interviewed. the subscription. The subscription is $2.99 a month, and it includes all of the meditations. It includes the daily post that's written every day by the author, and then also the essential mantra, which is scrolled down your screen. And if you think about how much work it takes to generate new messages every day, and keep this up.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, I have a blog and I post, but I have somebody who, you know, gets things from, you know, today is this, and she just gets everything, and I'll say, well, yesterday was Boss's Day, I think it was, or something, so I don't know if she's listening. I said, okay, I don't have anything for Boss's Day. Can you round it up? And I have it, like, in 5 minutes. And I have a picture that goes
amazing.
With it.
Amazing.
I mean, a picture you know, we can use. I mean, I don't need authorization. You know, a lot of times she'll take it from Wikipedia, has an awful lot of stuff in it. And then I have my gal Candy. I have to mention her because she's listening right now to the show and she's in the chat room and she does have a question that I will ask you. But Candy does, I have to recognize them because I think it's important. Recognition is very important. And she does all the marketing. She blasted you blasted you out the cannon since Sunday, putting things on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll put stuff in the blog, and then I'll put stuff in Instagram. I love Instagram. That's my little thing, but I leave Facebook to Candy. I post indirectly from my site. It'll go to Twitter. I'll do that. But she does all that kind of stuff, and she loves it. And I have the two best people that I could have, I mean, I could not have written anything about who I wanted and said, God, these are the people that I really need. But you know what it is, Steve? It's they love me.
Wow.
And I call them my champions.
You are lucky.
Wow. Well, yes. And so.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and so Candy protects me on Facebook. I mean, nobody says anything about Natalie. I mean, nobody would anyway. She's probably laughing. But it's true. I'm very, very fortunate. They're both talented in their own way and in their own thing that they do. You know, like today I was just telling Candy how great of a job, and she says, I like presenting you. Isn't that sweet?
Wow, that's very sweet.
I like presenting you, Natalie. I like to... And you have to have good people behind you. Well, you know that. You know, you can't, something like this, what I run and even what you do, you have to have people that give you good support. There's just no doubt in my mind. And so I had to recognize them. But she asked me this question. She said, what is his best energy? You know
what is my best energy?
Yes.
I can answer it the way it lands on me.
However you think. Whatever. Yes.
My best energy is really, I have to say, when I am feeling, it's almost like feeling a buzz and feeling like everything is falling into place. And it's almost like you're on a roll and you know that you're not organizing it. You know that it's not necessarily a direct result of your own actions. So there's no sort of identification with having any sort of ego gratification about what's happening, but you know that you're in flow. Like, you know you're in tune with what's happening in this moment. And the energy that my highest energy or my best energy is when one thing is happening after another, I'm not either grabbing for it, you know, and I'm not resisting it, but I'm just sitting in it. I'm enjoying it, and I'm just going along with it. And that's
how I feel when I do my magazine. I get all of this stuff, but I'm representing, like you, for example. I'm putting my very best work, everything that I know, to put something, either an excerpt from a book or about the app, because I'll get something from Dia about it. But all that stuff, I'm like in a zone. You're right. I mean, people could be beeping me all over the place, but I feel so good and so proud. I said this last week, and it's true. That's exactly, you feel the same way, and that's what it is. And
yeah.
I do my very best when I'm like that.
Yeah, and also
my very best. If
I
have too much time on my hands, forget it. I have to be
yeah.
A busy mind is a healthy mind. I keep telling everybody that. And but you have to find your passion and your love, and like you have found it. The way you talk about this, I mean, this is really awesome. What you have helped to produce.
We feel lucky.
And a lot
lucky.
Has been put into it. And if they would go to the site and just go looking around. It's www.v, like in Victor, I, B like in boy, E like in Edward, .me. Go to this and look. I mean, the talent that's here is unreal. And, you can choose, and like you said, you can choose any one, and I don't think that's expensive at all for a subscription of $2.99 a month. That's, that is not expensive at all.
It's not.
Not
and when
at
you
all.
Think about it, there are some meditation apps that are just provide guided meditations, and some of them are just for one person. There's Calm, and there's Headspace, and those can be $11 or $12 or $13 a month. This is this includes meditations, and it has this other component, which we think is really it is a very simple thing, this notification aspect, but we feel like it's powerful in its simplicity because you can also be bombarded with too many messages every day. You're reading this message from that author, this message from this coach, that message from this business guy, this from an intellectual person advising you what to read. And all of that can it can be too much. You know, too much actually is less. Sometimes more is less, and less is more.
Yes.
And we feel like
that's
kind of the underlying philosophy of the vibe.
And that's so, so true. We've discussed a lot of the things here. We've talked an awful lot. But just when we talk back and forth, I mean, yes, you've done this, but you've also told the listeners how you got started in this. I think your mother was the beginning for you. I don't know. You know, somebody said to me, well, Natalie, you like to talk. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I could do this kind of a retreat. I guess I could. I would just have to go into my level and be
I'm
in
sure
it all
you
the time.
Were. I'm sure you could do it. You know, the idea of a retreat partially is that you're supported. You know, everybody. It's easier to do something when you have other people doing the same thing with you. You know, it's kind of a support, and there's like a collective. You know, when you're in church or something, and everybody is in there in that space, in that energy together with a particular agenda. You know, with a particular objective. You know, worship or surrender or acceptance or love or any of those types of things. And I think that. You know, one of the benefits of all of these mindfulness apps, they're all aiming for the same thing, and that's just to have help people deliver aids, assistance for people to get into a space that just feels good, you know, so that you go ahead. It doesn't change your personality fundamentally in a way, in any kind of odd way, but it makes it just everything you already are better. And that's kind of what our goal is really is to be a plus in the world. You know, we're hoping to offer something that's actually a practical aid for people to live better lives, to enjoy themselves better.
And you don't have to seek this out. It's going to come to your phone automatically.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. It's already set up.
You know,
you
don't even have to look for it. You just have your phone with you, carry it, place it wherever. I mean, mine is always with me. I tell people, just send me a text. It's the easiest way because I've always got, although, you know, phones now, Steve, you can have every application. I have everything that's for my sites on my phone. So
I
can't escape. But it's really, it's so beneficial for somebody like me because I'm not attached to a computer with a keyboard. I mean, I have a big tower,
right?
But I don't, it gives you freedom, and this gives you freedom.
That's right.
And you can
That's
almost,
right.
if you're in the right environment, if you hear the little sound that, okay, something's coming through here, you can just even sit down, if you can, like say you're at home, and be still and listen.
Yeah, true.
And that's,
and, you know,
that's,
sorry.
That's so beneficial.
That
is so beneficial.
Yeah. It really is. One of the things that my wife, Jarl, she has been a Tai Chi instructor for decades, and I started Tai Chi about 20 years ago. And one of the things about Tai Chi is that it's a moving meditation. And what you realize is how the body is really a laboratory for learning lessons about self-awareness. So much of what you experience psychologically and emotionally shows up in your body. And when you're doing something very meditatively and with focused concentration, you can learn big lessons about life because you're using your body, you're moving with your body. So that is one of the, of course, that's one of the principles behind somatic therapy, the idea that the body holds different types of trapped energy, different types of emotional experiences
that you had.
It's all back to energy. And, you know, releasing blocked energy and allowing energy to flow through you, that's an important thing. And sometimes it seems like it makes more sense to do that throughout the day than in some sort of necessarily or rather exclusively like on a meditation cushion in a closed room that's quiet. You know, it almost seems like it's more likely to result in a bigger impact if you have these thoughts and experiences and intentions right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle of your day.
And you probably will end up looking forward to them. And each day will be a better day for you because you're receiving these. And you might not even notice for, I don't know how long, 10, 15 days, all of a sudden you'll think back, wow, that's not a problem for me anymore. I used to worry about that. And it could probably, now there are texts that come through, right? So like what if you're at work and
yeah.
you get a beep, you know, so you can just look down
yeah.
if you can at work, of course, right?
Yeah, and you can set it
or
to silence.
Can you tell,
so
can you designate
a
time or this just comes through randomly?
No, you definitely designate a time. And you can designate the frequency as well. So you don't have to. I mean, you could do it every hour, or you could do it three times a day, or you could turn the notifications off and just read the post every day and do the meditations yourself. We think that it's important to have the notifications, but you know, everybody's life situation is different, and it's not necessarily you know, everybody has their different predilections and preferences. So. But we think it's worth trying to have the messages throughout the day, but you don't have to. You know, you can have them thin or thick, frequently or infrequently. So it's a pretty functional and flexible device. And we think that you know, what we hear, Jarl and I, so we started Gratitude 24/7 about 8 years ago, and that we've been writing daily posts, and this app is modeled on that length of post that we wrote, which is always 100 words or less, always deals with some sort of universal condition. And what we think is like, what is going on in our life, and how would our highest self handle this issue? How would we think about this issue? How would we respond if we were seated in our own wisdom and not in any kind of reactive mode? And when we write posts from that place, and, you know, one of us will write a draft, and then it will go back and forth between us several times before we have what we consider to be a finished post. I can't tell you how many hundreds and if not thousands of times we've heard from our readers that that was exactly what I needed to hear today. How did you know
that's
that I was going
through
this?
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like it's divine order. Yes, it really is. It really, this is a wonderful thing that you've done. I mean, I'm reading some of this while I'm listening to you, and I think it would help an awful lot of people. And you have to, and it's not expensive. That's the beauty of it all. I mean,
yeah,
you have to have an Android or an Apple phone, of course. But
yeah.
I mean, mine is an 8 or something, and my son is the guru with the cell phones, and I'm with the computers. So we kind of have we have the best of both worlds when we get together. He'll say, "Mother, look at this for me," and then I'll say, "Well, here, I can't." And he'll look at me if there's something on the phone, and he says, Mother, you sit at this computer, you figure out all this stuff, you help all these people, you can't figure this out. I said, no, I kind of like you to show me. It's overload.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
brain overload. I said, I don't want to let you think that I can do everything.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
I mean, there's a few things I can't do. I can't skate and I can't swim. And he'll laugh and I'll say, yeah, I know. But isn't it funny how, oh, he would probably love this because he is he's just with these phones with the cell and it really, you know, I never had a cell phone like this. And when my husband passed away 6 years ago, he said to me, Mother, you have to get a cell phone. I mean, I had the, what was it called, where you could do the walkie-talkie, Nextel. I had that. You know, that's an old one. And then, you know, these other ones came through, the Joyce came through. And so we started, I don't even know what we started with, but now I have the 8. And he said, well, we could go to the 9, but I think we're going to wait till next year. And we turn it in and we get I'll get an update again. And he transfers everything. I mean, I can do it, but I just kind of let him think that he knows more than I do. but he's really
smart,
smart too.
I'm sure he has to keep his brain working
and motivated and let him think that he's helping, of course, right? So I got this phone, and he said to me, well, is this phone too big, the one that I had? Now, this one is the larger one, not really huge, but I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to like this. He said, well, keep it. Let's just keep it. Well, you know, the more I looked at it and carried it, it was like part of me. Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it can be a good substitute for a computer. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is a computer. You know, this one, this Samsung Note is a computer. I think it's got 2 terabytes or something. There's an awful lot on it. And but, you know, you still have to clean your cache out and the folders that you have open and all that kind of stuff and all the tones that you could get. And so, but using this, what you have helped to produce is really wonderful because almost everybody has a phone. I mean, in a way, it's a good thing. In a way, you know, everybody's looking down at their phone. Do they ever talk to people? Well, I guess they do. But, you know, sometimes I have to interrupt my son or even my granddaughter. I turned in another phone and got her a different phone. She loves to watch movies on her phone. And that's what all the kids are doing. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not watching television. They're watching videos from Netflix.
That's amazing.
Isn't
I think
crazy?
They call it being tethered. I think they call it being tethered. You know, like that thing is attached.
Yeah, and really, when I think about, and maybe you will recall, when I worked for America Online, you know, this was not even in the realm of anything, and there was probably Internet Explorer, and you could go browsing through AOL, and then my webmaster then told me there's something called, it was called Thunderhawk. He said, that's going to be the new browser, but they're going to change it. He told me, like, down the road, they're going to call it Firefox. And he said, you wait. And he was the one that told me, I swear he was a savant. I mean, he was kind of strange.
Wow.
I mean, he was good at what he did. But he told me, he said, you're going to have to do a blog. I said, what? Yes. I said, well, what is a blog? I didn't know what it was. And he said, you're going to have to write something every single day in this blog. And I'm talking to him on the phone, and his name was Rob. I said, oh, Rob. I said, please don't tell me I have to do this. And this was when I was not busy. So, you know, look what the blogs do now. He saw that already.
Amazing.
But he was a programmer, and he was in with people that, you know, those minds kind of think way ahead, like, oh, they're way, way ahead.
Yeah.
You know, they're miles ahead of you, and they're always thinking.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that, Look at what has happened. It really has transpired into something incredible. And if it's used right, a beautiful thing. You can get alerts. Children are missing alerts. Our bad weather we experienced last week, I mean, the thing was going cuckoo. We get these alerts all the time, loud alerts. Just think what these phones can do that has helped many, many people. And at first I thought, this is not going to be good. I mean, everybody's going to be just looking at phones. But when I looked at it a different way, I realized what it really is going to mean for everybody, that connection to everyone. I'll give you my cell number and you can text me. I was on a video
chat
with my goddaughter today. She wanted to see me. She wanted to tell me something about this big presentation she's doing on Monday in Mexico. She said, but I want to tell you. I don't want to talk to you on the phone. And I sat there, and, you know, it was amazing. And I thought, this is just totally awesome.
Yeah,
totally
it is
awesome.
So amazing. But what's
awesome
connects
is what,
the world.
What you've
wonderful.
Done. I don't want to negate away from that. I want everybody to know that I fully support this. I probably will sign up for this because it will just enhance what I'm already doing now. And maybe something will come to me at a particular time, probably during the day, I would say. I would ask for it. It'll come at that right moment in time when I really needed to hear something to kind of not shake you up, shake one up, but just make you stop and listen and think. Because when you do that and you hear it, or I mean you see the text, okay, yeah, okay, this is happening today, I see. It goes into your brain, whether you know it or not.
Exactly. Yeah,
it really does.
That's exactly right.
It's in your brain, and then you can recall it, or you know, yourself, your inner self will say, okay, what did I just read yesterday? Yep, that's it. Okay, I'm good. But they have to learn to meditate, you know, like all of us do. And I really should do it more often, and I don't know why I don't. I just do it when I get the calling.
Well, that's perfect. I don't think you need to do it any more than you're called to do it. I think that, and in fact, one of the goals of this app was to be not a complete meditation alternative, but really something that helps integrate the stuff you learn while meditating, but it integrates it into your life in a kind of effortless way. Just a little nudge, a couple times a day.
Right.
You decide how frequently, and you just get a little nudge. You glance at it, and it just kind of goes into your consciousness and your psyche, and it just and it sits and it gets absorbed. And the goal is that if you do that and occasionally do one of the meditations that are available, then it's going to have a discernible impact in your life. We know from our personal practices that this stuff works.
Oh, it really, just a little bit of what I do, and I really don't think I meditate every day. I don't think it's a regular, I just get this, when I'm out of whack, I call it. And, I mean, I could call somebody else and talk to them, but I go and I sit down and my cat's with me, and he always knows, jumps up right there next to me, and he knows, okay, it's time to be quiet. Sometimes I'll hear him purring, but then I don't hear anything. I'm just there, and that's when
you're
it's the best
zone.
For me. Yeah, I really am, and you really, people don't know, well, what's it like? Well, what it's like is everything revolves, you hear, but you aren't focused on that at all. You're just sitting, you're quiet, and you're getting, you don't even know it, but you're getting higher wisdom. You're getting, I always think it's like, because I talk to God every day, I think it's the wisdom that I get. Okay, now, Natalie, calm down. This is good. This is going to work. You're going to see. And pretty soon, if you keep doing that, and your app is going to help, you keep doing that, then you do it. I always tell people, the more you do, the more you do. And that's true. I mean, before you know it, it's a regular thing, and you're looking forward to, well, what am I going to get today? What is it? What, you know?
Exactly.
And then pretty soon, it helps you. So you don't have to go see the doctor and get some kind of diagnosis and get some kind of medication. You don't have to do that. This will help you, calm you down. And for people that have, like, anxiety, it's probably really good for those kind of people too, right?
Definitely.
Everybody.
Definitely. I mean, after all, anxiety is just kind of the unchecked monkey mind a lot of times, you know? It's your mind going on a relentless loop, revisiting some potential scenario that's going to go wrong over and over
it's
and over
swinging
again.
Swinging from tree to tree to tree.
It's
this monkey
so
going
it's just
around.
Good
like
monkey going around.
Yeah,
so it's good to just have an alternative voice of reason in there that instead of, you know, having a prompt to get you excited, you have a prompt to calm you down and just and chill out and relax. Remember to enjoy.
And be still and read and just sit there. And let it do its job.
Yeah,
let it
exactly.
do its job. And so I want to repeat this again. This is the Vibe method. We want people to go to this. And I will put something. I'll have Dia send me some stuff that I can put in the magazine for you that'll go out
Fantastic.
On November 1st. Well, yeah, and
Thank you so much.
I'd love to get material. If ever you're in a writing mode and you want to write for the magazine, just let Dia know. And, we email back and forth like 3 or 4 times. This is no joke. 3 or 4 times a day. We talk every couple of weeks. We laugh so much on the phone. She's probably,
oh,
now I have another publicist that's sending me stuff. I mean, I've made a really great friend. And I said to her, you know what? I said, I got
she's
this idea.
Wonderful.
Oh, no, she said, Natalie's got another idea. I said, no. You see, most of the people are from out in California, right? Well, I'm over here on the East Coast. And I said, one of these days, I'll come out and let you know ahead of time, and we can try to gather all the people that have been on the radio show. And then everybody can meet each other, and I can meet you, and you can meet me in person. She said, how
great.
Big of a room are we going to have? And I said, I don't know. It depends on how long this takes, you know? But that would
it
be fun
like
to meet everybody.
It sounds like
it would
be a pretty
everybody.
Big room.
It
sure would.
It would be a very big
room.
Yeah,
we'd enjoy that.
It would be such an honor to be surrounded by such talent. I always tell everybody, and
likewise.
I'll tell you this, I'm writing a fairy tale that it's a magical story, but I'm having trouble with it. But I have this feeling, if I can sit and be still, it'll get me more in the writing mode that I need to do to do it. I have the beginning and I have the end. Can you imagine that? And
wow, that's great.
It's
the hardest part.
It's based in Africa, though. I mean, I've told Billy, that's the photographer, about it. Oh my God, he said, I want to know. I said, well, you know, I might tap you for some photographs. I have no idea, you know, because when he sends me stuff, they're photographs, Steve. They're not copies. He sent me some more stuff today, and I've met so many beautiful people like yourself. And what an honor to have you on the show. And I would like to have you on again. Sometime maybe next year, things change. You're going to probably be adding to the app. I don't know.
Definitely.
You have plans to write a book? I have a feeling you're going to be writing a book. Are you?
Yeah, well, my wife and I have written a couple of books called Bite Size Wisdom. They're on Amazon. And so it's B-I-T-E, Size Wisdom. And it's by Steve Saccone and Jarl Forsman, available on Amazon. And our... and we just say, check out the vibe. You can do a trial for a week for free and see if it resonates with you, if it seems like something that would benefit you and enhance your life. You stay on, and if you don't, then no harm done, and there's no cost to you. So our goal is to try and help.
Well, you know, Dia told me about this about a month ago, and I think we were going to try to schedule you sooner, but we couldn't do it. And then finally she said, okay, I got him. And here we are. I made a new friend, and you see how easy it is to talk?
Yes.
And I didn't read anything off
the
piece of paper, and I know if Jackie's listening, she says, I go through all of this. But you know what I do? I really do read what she sends me and what Dia sends me, but I read it, but I don't really read it. It's like it goes into my head, and I know that I'm going to draw upon whatever you say. I'm going to talk. I mean, I'm never lost for words, ever. And that's what's
that's
nice about doing what I do.
Yeah,
I got it down,
situated.
And I love what I do, and
You're
so,
good at it.
Well, we're at the hour. I extended it a little bit because we were talking so much, and I don't like that. You know, they'll cut you off right at 9:00 if you have it at 9:00. I mean, boop, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like to do that to anybody. So we always run it an hour and a half. But I want everybody to go to this site and try this app out. It's not going to cost you anything for a week. You said, right?
No, it's a week free, and then if you like it, you subscribe. So you sign up for it. There's no charge. If you stay on beyond a week, then it kicks in, and it's just $2.99 a month.
I don't think there's anything that's less expensive that's going to do what everybody needs, and it's called Vibe VIBE.me. Of course, it's www, but it's go to it, you know, look it over, check out everybody that's got their work that you'll be able to have access to. I think this is a great thing. And I've interviewed now some other people that have had other things, but nothing like this. This is really unique. This is so unique.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're very excited about it. We feel like it's...
Well, you should.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Natalie.
We'll try to have you on again, and I'll let Gia know that this was a wonderful, awesome interview, of course. And as I always end the show, you're going to hear this, how I always end my show. It's the same way, and that is to believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And with that, I'm going to say good night, Steve. Good night, Candy. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Sometimes that actually tears me up, so I have to be careful. Yeah. Because I believe.
I believe
more than anything in everything. And next week we'll have another great guest, and I'm hoping to have you back on again, Steve. And thank you again for all your wisdom. And it was a wonderful interview. I'm so happy.
Yes, it was.
Good night,
thank you
and
so
have
much.
A great evening.
Natalie.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Good night. Bye.